The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis, Paradise Island, Y Cares Fashion Center, the Alley Go app, Wendy's, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Hope everyone had a great weekend. I did. I had a great weekend. Ate and drank way too much, but such is life. Before we get started today, because we do have a lot to talk about, I want to send a shout out to Rosie Wright, dancer, out there in the Kemp Road area. Your daughter tells me that you're an avid listener. I appreciate you, and certainly I will try to keep it popping for you so that it's interesting to listen to. All right. Prime Minister Davis has been sworn in. Chester Cooper, now Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, Aviation, and Investments, has been sworn in. And we're going to have 8 more cabinet members sworn in today. Now, some of y'all don't know what you'd be talking about. All right? So, for instance, there was this pervasive view on Thursday, but even before Thursday, that Obi Wilscombe was going to be the Minister of Tourism should the PLP win. And anyone who says that to you, they're out of the loop. They don't understand what's going on in the PLP. Ignore those people. Listen to me. I'm in the loop, pretty much. Here's what I hear is going down today. I'm willing to be wrong on this, but this is what my sources are telling me, all right? So we're looking at today, we're certainly going to get Fred Mitchell in Foreign Affairs. Michael Alkeidis will be appointed to the Senate. He'll be Minister of State for Finance. I'm hearing that Wayne Monroe is going to be National Security. I'm hearing that Ginger Moxie is going to be Minister for Grand Bahama. I'm hearing that Leslia Bryce is going to be Youth, Sports, and Culture. Clay Sweeting, Public Service. Of course, Darvill, Minister of Health. And I'm also hearing Ryan Pinder for AG. Now, I'm not going to put my head in the chopping block, particularly about the Ryan Pinder thing, but that's what I hear. Okay? So I hear that's going down today. And I suppose he has to have a cabinet of at least 8. Okay, Alfred Sayers, Minister of Works. Yeah, I heard that too, which is a good thing. Now, the first thing is this. It's that it seems counterintuitive to put Chester Cooper in tourism, aviation, and investment. My understanding is that's what he actually requested. Of course, you know, the deputy leader would get the first preference of picks, depending on what's up for grabs. Of course, he wouldn't be AG. You know, that he needs to be an attorney, really, to be the attorney general. And you would have thought that Chester Cooper would be going in finance or financial services, because he is in the financial services sector and has been very successful at it. I'm going to go with this. I think Brave Davis is going to take the mantle of Minister of Finance, like every other prime minister before him has served as Minister of Finance. I don't know what would be so different this time with him being Minister of Finance. Alkeitas will be there as Minister of State. I think it's a good idea to let Chester Cooper deal with investments and tourism, now that I think about it. And aviation's a very significant part of that. It's a really big portfolio. And I think he's definitely as talented as D'Aguilar and can handle that and marshal that. All right. Now, Chester Cooper gave a really great speech on Saturday about the way forward, saying he's humbled and urging his party not to lose sight of the things that fell the last administration. I thought that was very good advice. And I was struck afterward by Brave Davis's tone when speaking with the media. We've gotten so used to the Prime Minister, A, not wanting to talk to the media, B, being very aggressive and rude to the media, C, spouting off stupid stuff, ABC, NPO, all this, what you don't understand about that. And so we've become accustomed to being treated poorly by the Prime Minister, right? 4.5 years of any sort of treatment, you'll start to get used to it. And we should not have. And Brad Davis's tone was measured, respectful. He could answer questions off the cuff. If he didn't have the answers, he told you, I'm gonna wait and see, you'll know soon, right? And he promised he wouldn't run from the media. Just refreshing change, because here's what's true. And some of you on your high political horse have a problem with the media. It's part jealousy that you're not in the loop or you don't have a platform. It's part glamoring yourself to believe that it doesn't matter if you have a strong press corps in the country. We have flaws, certainly. Certainly do. But where in the world is there a press corps without any sort of flaw? All right. But here's the thing, though some of you think that, the vast majority of Bahamians believe that the media is their voice. And how you treat members of the press who are asking questions on behalf of the public, they believe that's how you feel about them. So it's very refreshing to see that change in tone. Now, Brave Davis isn't like a mean-spirited person or a confrontational person, and so you would not have expected him to act the way Minnis acted with the media. But I found it refreshing nonetheless, a clear change from what we had previously seen. All right? And let's hope that that continues. Now, we're going to have major challenges. Someone says Glennis is Minister of Education. Okay, yes, I heard that too. Yes. We're going to have major challenges. We just had a downgrade by Moody's, which has been in the works for some time. No one should be surprised by that. Another downgrade. It's been in the works for some time. It's going to make it more expensive to borrow. We have myriad issues before us. First, we're in a pandemic. The hospitalizations have gone down, mainly because people have died. But it's still very strained, and resources are stretched thin. The next thing is, we have no clear idea of the state of government finances. We know what they published in the fiscal strategy report, but we don't know what commitments were entered into since the budget passed, and what was signed, what we have borrowed, agreed to, we don't know. At the same time, the Progressive Liberal Party wants to reduce VAT. Now, those are challenging circumstances. We have, but not all is lost. And I was thinking about this with Cooper especially. So the FNM completed the work that the PLP started in making sure we collect overflight fees. So we're going to get probably a few million dollars a month in overflight fees. You can't spend that money because of ICAO agreements outside of the civil aviation sector. But our civil aviation sector needs so much work that that's fine. at least we won't have to go borrow for that money. We need a new airport in Grand Bahama. We need a new airport or to expand the airport in Exuma. Long Island's supposed to get a new airport. I'm still on the fence with that one. And Eleuthera is going to get a new airport. All right? And those are going to be public-private partnerships that hopefully will not burden the taxpayers. We're going to have to figure out how to find money for a new hospital. The PLP promised one on Grand Bahama and one on New Providence. They didn't say now, but it is something that they did promise. Okay? We're going to have to figure out what's going on with the Grand Lucayan sale. We don't know the status of it. We don't know what was agreed to. We don't know how much money was lost or poured into it. They claim, D'Aguilar claims, that the port, not the port, the Hutchison, is hampering the sale because they don't have an agreement with RCI on the port. We have an education plant that is in desperate need of upgrading in a lot of areas. We have Abaco to rebuild. We have many parts of Grand Bahama to rebuild. At the same time, we have an electrical grid on New Providence that's falling apart. BPL, I'm very interested to see what happens there. BPL's got about $320 million worth of debt it's trying to offload, plus it wants $200 million to upgrade the transmission and distribution network. But yet, we just had a downgrade, which is going to affect any entity that is domiciled in the Bahamas that seeks to borrow foreign currency. All right? So we have no shortage of issues. Chester Cooper is going to have his hands full. We have a Bahamas Air that is on life support that we poured $65 million into during the course of the pandemic that cannot sustain itself. We have a water and sewage corporation that cannot sustain itself. So the challenges for Davis and company are great. And I do hope they all heed what Chester Cooper said in that you must try to not be distracted by the trappings of office. Try to. Let me read what he said for you. He says, I will be resolutely focused on creating an investment-friendly environment, growing our industries and our economy to create jobs and opportunities for our people. He says, we have to work to make sure people do not go hungry, that people are safe within their communities, and that the wealth of the Bahamas becomes more common. And here's key to what he said, and I'm hoping Davis keeps everybody grounded. He says, we will not forget that our predecessors had an even greater majority, yet they were rejected by the Bahamian people. We will learn from their example. We must be gracious in victory. We must not become distracted by the trappings of office. We must not seek to punish those who did not support us. We must commit ourselves to service. We're here to serve the people. They're not here to serve us. You understand? So those are good words to be guided by, and we sincerely hope that they'll do the right thing. Now, there are a lot of people out there twisting themselves into knots. Oh, brave days, Prime Minister. Oh, the country's going to go to hell in a handbasket. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Will he be a good Prime Minister? It remains to be seen. But our country will continue, and hopefully we move from strength to strength. All right? We're going to talk about results here in a minute. Because a lot of people perpetrated this myth that only 38% of the electorate voted. And it's so funny, not funny, maybe concerning, how quickly like unverified information becomes gospel to so many Bahamians. So 38% of the electorate, it wasn't a 38% voter turnout. It was a 65% voter turnout. All right, well, votes counted, 65%. Even that may seem like a minor distinction to you, but it's important because we don't know how many ballots were spoiled. But 65% voter turnout, which is far less than normal, right? Last election was 88%. But that's still pretty healthy, all right? That's still pretty healthy for voter turnout, all right? You look at Jamaica, they had 37% last election. particularly during a pandemic, okay? So we had a healthy number of people turn out, and Candia Dames crunched the numbers, so I don't have to crunch them. And she shows where we had a reversal of fortune in many constituencies. All right? Dr. Minnis, who had a margin of victory of some 3,000 votes plus last election, now had a margin of victory of 500 votes, a very serious turnaround. We had, I'll read it for you. Well, we'll get to it in a minute. I'll get some of your texts. All right. So Minnis only secured 51% of the vote compared to 73% of the vote he won in 2017. All right. So even the prime minister in his own constituency, which many people said he was a really good MP, has become much less popular. Much less popular. Hey, Juan White, you ain't sure about an airport in Long Island. I'm not sure that Long Island has the critical mass. And you're going to be mad at me if you're from Long Island, but it is what it is. I'm not sure. Long Island should get an airport. All right. Dedman's Key should have an airport. But I'm not sure that what they're looking at for Dedman's Key is appropriate in terms of scale. Right? So I don't know if they have the critical mass to fill seats to make that airport run. Because here's what you have to have if you have public-private partnerships. The only way it works is that the airport operator survives off of the airport fees, right? Passenger fees, et cetera. So that's how the airport will be successful. I don't know that. I haven't seen any study. All I see is somebody just say, we're going to give a big new airport in Long Island. All right, I haven't seen any study to say that Long Island generates that kind of traffic because Long Island has no major tourism, tourist developments, if I'm not mistaken. If you're putting some there, that would require more traffic, then certainly. But Eleuthera does, Exuma does, Grand Bahama is gearing up to do that. All right, that's why I'm not sure. Says Minister of Education. I understand Glenys Hannah-Martin is going to be Minister of Education. That's my understanding. Says Mario Boleg, Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. Says Juan, how are you? You see a new day yet? Well, I don't know if you heard. As I said, I found it refreshing, just off top, Brave Davis's approach to speaking with the media, addressing the public. All right? So that, to me, is a drastic difference in what went on before. And what happened with the FNM is that because the leader was so abrasive, they thought that that's what you were supposed to do. A lot of the MPs and cabinet ministers had a very, very bad attitude. Lanisha Roll, right? Numerous of them, ministers and MPs were just speaking to the media as if they were all children. And what you were doing is to the Bahamian people is telegraphing that you view them as children. All right. And so hopefully Brave Davis's temperament will set the example moving forward for how people are addressed. All right. Particularly by public servants. It says, can you repeat the names of persons who will be sworn in today along with the ministries? Yeah, I got, let's see here. Here's what I'm hearing. I'll do it again. Wayne Monroe is going to be National Security. Ryan Pinder is going to be Attorney General. Michael Akita is going to be Minister of State for Finance. He's going to be appointed to the Senate. Fred Mitchell is going to be Minister of Foreign Affairs and Immigration. I'm told that Clay Sweeting is going to be Public Service, but I'm not sure that's accurate. We'll see. Michael Darvill will be Minister of Health, Dr. Michael Darvill. Alfred Sayers is going to go to Works. All right. And I understand, like I said, Glenys Hannah-Martin in education, and I understand Leslie Bryce for youth, sports, and culture. No, Keith Bell is not going to be in national security. I don't know what you people are on. No, Obi Wilscombe is not going to be in the cabinet. I could imagine Obi Wilscombe in, say, the role of House Speaker. All right, that'll keep him occupied. That'll give him a nice salary upgrade. It'll keep him out of Davis's hair. Brave Davis does not trust Obi Wilscombe. If you know him at all, you would know that to be the case, okay? Even though Obi Oshkin and Gladys Anna Martin are real tight. Brave Davis doesn't trust him. It says, "Hey Juan, first and foremost, love the vibes Brave given off from the onset. I pray he keeps the same energy. Secondly, wouldn't Wayne Monroe be better suited for AG instead of national security?" Okay, let me say this. Does Wayne Monroe have the intellect and capacity and capability to be Attorney General? Absolutely. Does Wayne Monroe hold very fast to certain very controversial beliefs about some things that may impact his being Attorney General? Yes. So maybe national security is best for him, even though he has some strange ideas about national security too. We'll see, right? But don't put Keith Bell there. I think that's going to get too political if you put Keith Bell there. So I could see him in national security. I think Ryan Pinder certainly can be Attorney General without a problem. Juan, can you consider doing a show on the revenue that our country can get from selling our carbon credits? We could talk about that at some point. It's not what you think, though. There's no trillions of dollars in carbon credits we're going to get. These are very structured agreements that you have to have with countries. Mr. McCartney, the government can look at central bank lowering their interest rates. Also, they can look into our local banks lowering their exorbitant fees. The poor man cannot get $20 from the bank anymore. I wonder who made this change. All right, first thing is that the government doesn't control interest rates. Okay? The Central Bank of the Bahamas charges banks what's called a discount rate on lending facilities. All right? They collect the discount rate. That's a lot of what funds them. Part of what funds them, okay? The discount rate at the moment is 4.25%, if I'm not mistaken. The banks are now lending, not consumer, but mortgages. Most banks are now lending at 4.25%. They're so liquid that they're not even trying to gain a bunch of money through higher interest rates over time. They'll be satisfied with gaining the interest rates that they're now getting. So the government doesn't control if the central bank lowers interest rates, all right? Ultimately, that would fall on the governor of the central bank, who would be advised, and they would have a board meeting or whatever and figure that out, all right? So the bank fees can be regulated by the government, all right? But not the discount rate. So the discount rate is 4.25. Therefore, the banks are charging 4.25 prime. Several of them, the bigger ones. Let them know, Juan, some of these ignorant people think the $11 billion debt and Moody's downgrade just popped up. They read the newspaper for the first time in 5 years and now surprise and blame and Brave. Get you out of the sun, people. Country over party. You can't blame Brave Davis for the downgrade. That doesn't even make sense. Brave Davis ain't borrowed nah dollar that Moody's is looking at us about. All right? Now, you don't want to keep getting downgraded, but looking at our fiscal position, it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to the IMF. That's what I think. And I know you're all nervous and jittery about the IMF. I think we're going to the IMF. I think we cannot sustain what we are doing any longer. We just had the last administration make 1,200 people permanent and pensionable on the public service. We cannot afford to continue doing this. I'm sorry. I know you believe, some of you, that the government should build your house and provide you with a job and you drive the government car everywhere and the government should pay your pension and pay for your health care while you just receive the spoils of government largesse. But we can't continue doing that. It's not going to work for your children and your grandchildren. By the way, let me say this, and you're going to get mad at me because some people don't have the capacity to process their own emotions, and so they lash out at people who have nothing to do with how they're feeling, but it's fine. You could lash out at me at this because I'm speaking directly to you. Those of you who say you want to leave the country now that Brave Davis is prime minister, please do so. Please get the hell out because you're not interested in building a country at all. You don't know what's going to happen over Brave Davis' tenure. So if you want to leave, all right, please get out. and leave the Bahamas to those of us who care about its development and forward progression. Because you seem to only care about your feelings. So you pack up your feelings and everything else and go. And leave us to figure it out. Juan, what do you think about the curfew? Do you think the 10 or 11 would be better? I have no problem with the curfew. In fact, I have always said the curfew doesn't make sense. But now that it's midnight, at least more businesses can make more money. Because the curfew was 9 o'clock and we were getting COVID anyway. The hospital was filling up anyway. You think that we move it to 12, it means the hospital's going to do what? Have more people? People were dying anyway. And there was no reasoning for why it should be 9. No one ever came and gave any medical data for why the curfew should be 9 as opposed to 10, as opposed to 11. It says, I volunteer to buy some one-way tickets, Juan. Absolutely, I'll pitch in too. I'll give you a couple bucks. You can go. What time is the ceremony? It's at 3 p.m. Hey, Juan, tell Wayne Monroe drop gun license fees. Now, the gun license fees wouldn't be on Wayne Monroe. That would be on the Ministry of Finance. Okay? I agree with you. Right? The last Christie administration tripled gun license fees. And it really ticked a lot of people off. I hear that Simon Wilson is back in the Ministry of Finance. So Marlon Johnson would be out, I guess. So we'll see what follows from that. It says, no one likes the biased media. You don't know what you're saying. Your poll said your party, the FNM, will win. And why would Brave give Bryce youth and sports when he has a number of coaches to pick from? I know. Get it all out. You're in your feelings, okay? I understand. It's okay. I'm here for you to beat up on. Feel free to get it all out. I know that emotionally there are a number of you who are feeling lost right now. I know that there are a number of you who are PLP supporters who feel like gloating, and that's fine, and you feel like talking bad to people now, and, you know, go right ahead, but you're not doing yourself any favors, all right? But feel free. I'm here for you and all your emotions. Break out your cry blanket and come check me. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. And 325-4259. The text line is 422-4796, 422-4796. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm holding on a little while. Yeah, I called about the Long Island Airport. This Carol, remember I talked with you a few weeks ago?
I do.
You were saying Long Island is another airport, and I explained to you. Long Island Airport, that means it's the same old airport that Georgetown has, and they moved from Georgetown, I think, in 1991, about 30 years ago.
Right.
They built a brand new airport in Morristown. But the only thing they didn't do was build a proper terminal. Our former Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, he went down there, he took my thing on a visit or business, and he saw the tourists out in the rain and the sun, and the same little hut, I call it, that Denmansky Airport has. And that's why he decided to do another airport in Exuma. Which I was saying, Long Island Airport, you see, the Exuma had an international airport. The problem is, Long Island needs an international airport, and those flights will be filled up because they got my brother-in-law and them, they're selling all kind of land in Long Island for him and his cousin and them. So people, all kind of foreigners buying land. But what I'm saying is, it needs them to do it. They just had to make for 100-seater jets and things to come in.
I remember you sold me, and I agree that.
You, so I was surprised you come on.
No. But listen to me. I'm not saying that they don't need an airport.
Right.
I'm saying that the airport they have planned, I think it's like $35 million. Is it something like that?
No. The Long Island one, Naughty Luce one, was more expensive, something like 60 some million. Long Island one, it was saying about 20 some million.
That's yeah, Long Island's like 20 something million.
Yeah, the Long Island is the lowest one.
Exuma and Lutra is
the more expensive one.
Well, I tell you what, you'd have to make an argument for me in order to justify the scale of it. That's all. I don't think they shouldn't have an airport.
No, what I'm saying, Juan, when they moved, like I say, Dedman's Key and Exuma, but they had to go on in the 50s. They were born in 54. And I remember doing sports when I probably about 8, 9 years old. You know, the plane come probably once a week or once every couple of weeks, and we used to go down there doing sports day. And I remember it was Constitution Day 1964. So if it was before August 5th, I would only been 9 years old. August 5th, 54 would make me, I mean 64 would make me 10 years, I'm 10 years old. But I remember we running on that airport, my older siblings, they remind me of that, my cousins and them. That's Long Island had no tracks, so we used Edmonton Airport, and Exuma Airport was the same thing.
All right, I appreciate you. I got you. Look, when they first talked about the airport for Dedman's Key, it was 10 million. Now it's 19 million. So I don't know how we went from 10 to 19. I'm not picking on Long Island, I'm just saying, but I understand what you're talking about the terminal. It does need to be upgraded. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello? Good afternoon.
Comment?
Yes, hi. You're on there.
Okay, well, the busing situation would be the economy and also the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this administration should probably lean closer to Barbados in terms of the field hospital that Ms. Mosley had erected and has helped them drastically with their COVID cases.
Yeah, I think that could work. Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, just a heads up in terms of how to effectively use money in as short as possible a time to get the maximum results.
Agreed.
Also, and in terms of the assignments, I think it would be good if Mr. Davis could extend an olive branch to Mac O'Pine and make him a senator. His contributions will be very good.
You make a good point. You make a good point. I like Mac O'Pine. I wish he was in the House. Thank you. He gave Ginger Moxley a run for her money, too. Good run for money. Beat the F&M candidate. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How are you today, man?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm fine, thanks. I have a little scenario I'd like for you to look at. I'm being told by the hierarchy that they're on the verge of trying to have ministry move as the leader of the opposition.
Yeah, there's discussion about that.
Yeah, let me ask you another question. Do you think Minnis will stay on in Killarney if he is ousted once again?
I think that Minnis should follow the best of Westminster traditions and resign as leader of his party and resign his seat.
Yes, exactly, because the rate that he won, I mean, the what he won by wasn't a large margin. It was a very small margin.
Yeah.
Okay, for somebody who's so popular.
Yep.
I'm also being told that Juan Miller will be the Minister for Environment. And it will align himself with you speaking about natural resources?
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that officially. I've heard that being bandied about.
No,
I don't know that that makes sense,
list,
though.
But I don't know which list is true at the time.
Right, we don't know. You know? Right.
So
yeah.
We'll see this afternoon. Would you be at the ceremony?
I'm not going to be there, but I'll be tuned in.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. I'll inform you.
Thanks a lot. Bye. This says, one, how all these people can be back when the new government is not formed as yet. Who's putting them back? Do they know something we don't know, or is it politics as usual already? Are you talking about Simon Wilson? We've been paying two people to be the financial secretary for over 4 years, which makes no sense. They tried to fire Simon Wilson. Simon Wilson sued the government. I don't know if he'll drop that now. They couldn't fire him. All right. Minnis realized that he technically couldn't fire him on the grounds that they were talking about. And so he is the financial secretary. That is his office. It says, don't make Juan Miller environment. I like Von Miller, but because he speaks about natural resources, that means he should be Minister of the Environment? I don't know if that makes sense to me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan?
What's happening, bro?
Now we know. Remember, we want to help Papa vote it.
Mm-hmm.
Papa vote on the PLD.
It seems so.
Sunday morning, yeah. He was bright and early with his new prime minister.
It seems so.
He could call and get counsel to him. The minister didn't even talk to him. So you know Papa happy. It's Ingram, Davis, and Kona.
Yep, all three. All three.
But yeah. Now, be the Speaker of the House to put Whitcomb there. And you and him, and he don't, and you and him in vibing life, wouldn't be a good choice. But we see the Motion Minutes, without power, you will get a man that will try to, you know, but not vibe with you. So I would say now, be the Speaker of the House, they'll find Speaker a new office. The holding water ain't no fun. And to disrupt them in a coat suit. But so far, Davis will go as Minister of Finance. That's a powerful job. It look like treasurer and minister wasn't vibing. Minister get loans, loans that minister did not like. So that's why he moved him all the way to all the punch stories. Now he became Minister of Finance, but he got running by because the Minister of State, he's a lawyer. He don't do for finance. But he's a CFL, right?
He's a certified financial analyst.
So he didn't know more of 2 + 2.
Of course.
So and with Davis, he's a very smart man, as you can see. He can speak. He can extemporarily speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Valkitis is going to do all the work, I would assume. I guess Davis would be more of a policy guy, and Valkitis will make it happen, but he is certainly eminently qualified to be Minister of State for Finance. He was before Minister of State for Finance. We got to take a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
You invest in your children, your home, and your community. But are you investing in your financial future? At CFAO, we specialize in investment management, retirement planning, mutual funds, and private wealth management. Our team of experts never stops helping you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow begins today. Call us at 502-7010 to see what our financial advisors can do for you. CFAO. Growing wealth for future generations.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You invest in your children, your home, and your community. But are you investing in your financial future? At CFAO, we specialize in investment management, retirement planning, mutual funds, and private wealth management. Our team of experts never stops helping you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow begins today. Call us at 502-7010 to see what our financial advisors can do for you. CFAO, growing wealth for future generations.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. By the way, healthcare workers, I'm going to get to you. I've been preoccupied, but I have your certificates for your spa. I got the names. I'm going to get to you for certain this week, okay? Juan, how do you feel about McAlpine being Speaker of the House? He is not a member of the House. He cannot be Speaker of the House. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Oh, no, become this lawyer, and he took on the previous administration and also the Christie administration, and he have a lot of cases with government that he made in settlement on.
Yeah.
But now he's a part of this government.
Mm-hmm.
So I know if he could be appointed as Attorney General, you know, what happens to those open cases that he have? How does that fit in? And then, you know, he against vaccination, and he was against a lot of these emergency orders and stuff. So, I would know how Dave and him and this whole thing work out.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be Attorney General. So I'm fairly sure he's not. Of course, I haven't spoken to Davis. I don't know what he's doing particularly. But I'm pretty sure he's not going to be Attorney General. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, talking away so long with you, Juan.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. You know, I appreciate that position in which Wayne Monroe has, which he had gotten. You know, he could clean up the police force, especially that central. Could put some professional police in there. I think he would because he are a very intelligent man.
Mm-hmm. Well, the minister shouldn't be the one assigning where officers are. The prime minister certainly can with assistant commissioners. But as far as the running of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, I think we best leave that to the commissioner. We're going to get ourselves in problems if we get too political with that. All right. Good afternoon. Good welcome afternoon. To the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Hello?
All right, turn your radio down for me.
Yeah, I got
Please.
It down now. How you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
All right, Juan. Me and Anton used to have a back and forward debate.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, first of all, apologize to both you and Anton. And I concede with Anton. He was right. He said that there would be a sweep. He was right on the sweep. He was wrong because he said that they were going to... The FNM was going to lose all the seats.
Okay. You don't owe me any apology.
Pardon me?
I say you don't owe me any apology.
Yeah. With that being said, I also want to apologize because I went on air several times. And as a Christian, I spoke about some things concerning the leader of our country. But now that Mr. Philip Brave Davis is the leader of our country, I think we ought to be praying, whether you're PLP, FNM, DNA,
yes,
that this country is led with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And all the bias and stuff that we had against the deputy prime minister then and now prime minister now, I ask God to forgive me. I ask the prime minister, Mr. Brave Davis, to also forgive me. I want us to move on as a country and understand this, that unless we as a people come together in unity, there's going to be a major problem in this country. Most of this has nothing to do with FNM and PLP as much as it does have to do with people that don't unify. After we've already elected a prime minister, put all the political things aside, and let's help to move the country forward. I just wanted to say that, Juan, and I want to thank you very much for running a fair show, as you have been doing for some time.
Appreciate it.
And I pray that you continue to do your work as a good steward and as a good behemoth. God bless you, sir.
All right. Thanks a million. Bless you, too. It says, now that Wayne will be a cabinet minister, he'll have to get fully vaccinated in order to travel to the States for conferences, et cetera. Yeah. I guess I see Uncle Joe pull that trigger, eh? They're supposed to take effect in November. Maybe the diplomatic passport will exempt him. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. Good afternoon to the listeners all over the world. Juan.
Yes, sir.
Since time almost gone, it's on time for 1 o'clock news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say congratulations to my boy, Philip Brave Davis, the Right Honorable Prime Minister of the Bahamas. Congratulations to the whole team. Let me say this quick because time gone. Somebody say, let Obie Wiscombe be the speaker. I say no. We had a position before in the PLP government where we had like Piswell Forbes to be ambassadors to the Caribbean and stuff. I think that would be a good job for me. I like this the move so far with Brave doing like with putting the deputy prime minister, take aviation away from transport and put it with tourism. And that's a new face to deal with the investors and everything. I agree with whosoever say what they say with, yeah. We don't need OB buses coming to Canada. I wish they wouldn't put Wayne Monroe inside. The congratulations to the PLP. PLP all the way. Now it's time for the serve the old Bahamas. He's the prime minister for all us, not just PLP. Keep up the good work, Juan.
All right. Thanks, my brother. We got time for one more? Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan McCartney. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Quick. Wayne Monroe is going to be the minister of national security. He's going to be sworn at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Also, the lady who Vanessa Anna Martin is going to be the Ministry of Education.
I heard that.
And then Alfred Sayre is going to be at work.
Right. That's what I heard. Alfred Sayre is at works.
Okay. And also Ryan Finn is going to be he's going to be the Attorney General.
Right. I've heard that too.
Yeah, that's it.
I've heard that too. All right, good. Ryan, are you going to stay this time, Ryan Pinder? Are you gonna stick it out the whole term? Left to go get that bag last time. I ain't mad at you. All right, we got to go to news. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Earl Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick, around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public and its customers that the corporation will commence improvement works on Bamboo Boulevard, South Beach East, beginning Friday, September 3rd, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily for a period of 8 weeks. During this time, there may be some interruption in water supply and traffic flow around the work area. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
Bahamas, welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. I want to send a shout out today to all the Dolphins fans out there. Didn't last long, did it? Didn't last long. Ah, well. We'll see. Perhaps I was wrong about your playoff hopes. Certainly looked like I was wrong yesterday. My heart wanted to pick the Dolphins, but my brain overrode that. All right. Good afternoon. But David, take calls. We got texts. I'm going to read your texts. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not bad. You know, Mr. McCartney, I hear you talking earlier about public-private partnership. You see, my view is that with that as a private ownership, you know, of assets which should be public, you know, and that's an issue, you know.
It's still public. It's still a public asset.
Airports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, without the public-private partnership, but without the details, you know, whether our money's taxpayers' money's going to bill it, right, and then a private entity is going to manage it. Whether it's going to be domestic ownership or foreign ownership, like it is at Lyndon Penn Airport. See, so that's an issue for me. You know, and with this government, right, the PLP government. You see, people says, well, we need to give them a chance, but they put out a paper on their economic plan. You know, and I've been scrutinizing the portions of it that I feel that doesn't affect or helps the poor, like it addressed the issues of the poor. You know, like the housing. You know, they say they're gonna rent to own. Provide rent to own, you know, what the rent's going to be $50 a week, you know, cause that's the kind of rent that poor people can afford, you know. And then they said that they're going to do a livable wage, I mean, a minimum wage at $250 a week. How far can that go? You see, so change of government and building these economies, green, yellow, and the like, you know, it benefits a particular class, the middle class. You know, and they're rich, but it doesn't do nothing for the poor.
Okay. I disagree with you. You often say that, and again, I disagree with you. I disagree with you and your concept of how the public-private partnerships work. I disagree that growing the economy doesn't benefit the poor. In fact, it actually helps move poor people into the middle class when you grow the economy. That's just basic economics. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, a pleasant good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey, Anton, I'm great. What's going on?
Okay, I'm fine, thank you. Great conversation today. A lot of speculation. I'm not certainly going to join in with the speculation. And even if I knew, I'm unable to reveal. That's for the Prime Minister and for those receiving instruments today to reveal. But nonetheless, one, the last caller made some point that really and truly, one, are completely unreasonable and a bit on the ridiculous side. We don't even have the ministers in place as yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have this person calling in on his phony basis, trying to get the nitty-gritty details of specifically how the policy positions that the PLP has presented and our blueprint are going to be accomplished. We don't even know what the true nature of the deficit and the national debt, or the true nature of any of the heads of agreements, or any of the agreements that the former government entered into with former cabinet ministers, or any of the loans that we have entered into. We have no idea about these things as yet, right? However, on the flip side, we are moving very swiftly. The Prime Minister-elect was elect on Thursday evening. Friday late afternoon, he was sworn in a private ceremony. Saturday morning, he named his first cabinet minister and appointed his deputy prime minister. Monday morning, giving one day in between to praise and worship with the Lord. Monday afternoon, he's going down to Bahama again to swear in 8 cabinet ministers. And so please, Bahamians, let's not be ridiculous. Let's work with the new administration. Let's not try and take the divisive position that the former prime minister, Minutes, created in this country. Let's try and join hands with the new Prime Minister Davis and his deputy prime minister, Chester Cooper, and his cabinet, which they're about to pronounce a great deal of. And let's try and work with him to try and better our position in this country financially and relating to the health COVID-19 crisis. And let's try and create a better Bahamas that we all can benefit from. And thank you very much, Juan, on a final note, for acknowledging that you've already seen the difference in the approach to the media, which I happen to be one of those individuals who recognize that the media is the voice for the Bahamian people. And when you show disrespect or ill repute to the media, that's a reflection of how you feel about the Bahamian people, because you all want to bring us the news every day on talk shows and in print media. And we thank you all for it, even though we have some concerns every now and again, and we may have a little falling out or gnashing of teeth. But we still get together because at the end of the day, you are part of the, you are the Florida state, and you have a responsibility that's critical in this Constitution. Thank you, Juan, and continue the great works, bro.
Okay, my brother, I appreciate you. Thanks very much. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316 and 325-4259. Let me deal with some of your text messages. It says, why we have to hear Anton for the next 5 years? You just can hear from him now. It says, hi, did not the great Anton say they'd be ready to govern from day one? This says, tell that F&M man to go away. Why he didn't ask Dr. Minnis about private-public partnerships? I don't think he likes the F&M or the PLP. Juan, they're no longer called the Dolphins. It's Miami Sardines. Says the Dolphins got beat worse than the F&M. Oh, boy. I try not to be the type of guy to kick somebody when they're down, but I can't. I'm going to have to kick you while you're down. This says, we don't feel that taxpayers' money should be wasted by paying Marlon Johnson since the country's financial secretary has returned. The public wants to understand the contract given to Marlon Johnson under the F&M administration. Well, Marlon's a mature individual. He sent out the letter saying, please, you know, extend to him all the courtesies, because there have been personnel shifts reportedly in the Ministry of Finance, particularly Peter Turnquest made a lot of changes. So I am told. Hi, Juan, was there a Ryan Pinder elected? There's a John Pinder II elected for Central and South Abaco. No, there's a Ryan Pinder who was a member of Parliament for Elizabeth, and he was a member of Cabinet, and financial services was his remit. He's an attorney. He's currently one of the senior attorneys at, I want to say, Graham Thompson and Co., right? Not Graham Thompson. Yeah, Graham Thompson. That's my understanding. And so I understand he's being tapped for Attorney General. If you would understand Ryan Pinder's particular skill set, a lot of the financial services legislation that was passed during the last Christie administration, he wrote. Like, that's how thorough he is. All right, the deal for Bahamar, the sale to the from the government to the company in, were they, Hong Kong? Ryan Pinder authored that. He was the Bahamar's local attorney. So he's got skills. Let's not act like you don't. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, boy.
Hi, how's it going?
It's been like a whole big ghost in this country.
A whole what?
A ghost. It feels like a ghost left from over us.
Ah, boy.
I know you feel the same thing.
I feel glad to be done with the Minnis era. You understand? Because we accepted a lot of things that were unacceptable because he didn't have the temperament in order to be an effective prime minister.
Listen, I gotta thank you for your... I mean, you're honest. You know, one of the things that talk show hosts will end up being as honest every now and then, because influence is a place where we end up with some bias. But thank you, Mom. But it is, Christie, I think I've got several iterations of you, and you can tell whether or not people are pure in their heart when it comes to these things.
Right.
I believe our country has to go through a revolution to get to a place where it really ought to be.
Yeah.
I have to be a little bit more optimistic based on all that has transpired in the last few years. Do I believe that this is going to be, I think you said earlier in your show, the level of challenges this government faces is almost unprecedented, because we're not grown as a nation. We need to find new money real bad. We have to find it real fast. But I'm happy that Simon Wilson went back to work, and I don't have a Marlon guy in the week. But I'm happy Simon went back to work. I think he has a Rolodex to help us with some of the financial or international challenges we have. I also hope that persons who are technocrats in our society will not be politically muzzled like Dr. Jeff Bridges and the rest of those persons were.
Right.
So there's some spread of optimism. Like, I just feel like the air seems a bit better. I can breathe in the same way. I don't know what the hell. I was very concerned where I'm going to come from. I hear you say you were chipping on the ticket.
Yeah, I will do. If you trying to leave, then go. Leave it to us, you know what I mean? And we could solve our problems.
Listen, if you need to go anywhere, I'll give the first $50.
Right. I'll give the next 50.
Yeah, the brother got to go somewhere, man. And he still wants to leave the FNM.
He what?
He said he still wants to leave the FNM.
No. That can't happen, okay? So the FNM will, I believe, sooner rather than later, transition away from Dr. Manessa's leadership. You can't, and the only person who didn't understand this was Perry Christie, but he was fought bitterly until the end. You can't take your party from a 35 out of 39 seat majority to 7 seats and believe that your party should still have confidence in your leadership.
Man, that guy has to be really, really nuts to believe that the people should just go back and follow him up at the end of the day. Listen, people believe I have access to the prime minister, former prime minister. I don't. I just believe, man, that we have to stop demanding equality from the unqualified. And it's time for our country to raise the standard for our young men and women. We have to create. If we could be number one, if John Curl Jones could be number one in basketball, MVP in WNBA, and Shawnee could win gold, mm-hmm. at some point, all the areas of our country would represent that same standard. And we can't have bronze leaders and gold athletes. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
You know, and so I believe that we have to get this COVID thing under control. We must get the economy. And I believe we have to investigate all these big houses, these tax nets built. We need to go after these money. We lose so much money during the pandemic. We lost so much money during this situation. And we need to find where our monies are.
Yes.
We need to get our money back. And all the rich stuff, these people, they just going on in the sunset with all our money. No, we have to get the resources back for this country.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to let that one ride like that. I think that what Ministers undertook during the last administration has changed the game in terms of we're not just going to let things go. Yeah.
But thank you so much. Listen, man, you look good, man. When I saw you there, I supposed to say that you look good.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man.
All right. You gotta go to the gym. You gotta hit it. You know, it's every day. Well, 5 days a week for me. Even when you don't feel like going, which is many times for me. It says, no, McCartney, Prime Minister Davis will be making a grave mistake if he puts the member for West End and Bimini as Speaker in Parliament. Don't forget the last Speaker. He was a handful. Well, he can always have him removed. I congratulate Shannon Don Cartwright on his win in the great constituency of St. Barnabas and endorse him to be the next leader of the great Free National Movement Party. So it really felt like the foreigners was in charge of us for the last 4 years and a couple months. It almost felt like the Haitians were controlling this country starting from Parliament. Well, I mean, I don't know why it felt like that. I don't know if any administration since maybe the 1980s was more antagonistic toward Asians than the last one. It says, this the one won. Our COVID problems will soon go away. Bahamians love the U.S. Thanks, Joe. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, Juan.
Yes, hello.
Hey, question.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Brave Davis. Brave is given name or nickname, because we address our prime minister, Hubert Alexander, Perry, Chip Gladstone, Lyndon, Oscar. Is Brave his middle name, actual name?
His name's Philip Edward Davis on his birth certificate, but he said his name is Philip Edward Brave Davis. So that's what we call him, Brave. So, and I think Candia Dames did some research on this before, and she said we can say Brave because it's part of his name.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Just a question. Just wondering, because I never heard the Edward.
Yeah. As far as we understand, his name is Brave. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hey, what are you doing, my brother?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Feeling great.
Excellent.
In shape. Go to Mary every day. Mm-hmm. Enjoying myself, my grandchildren, my puppies, and backyard farming.
Good.
But I listen to my younger brother, Adrian, Francis, talking to a while ago.
Okay.
Before the last election, right, I say, Adrian, you are a journalist. Stay in the middle. You keep one region. A lot of other talk show host personalities on different stations, you know. Mm-hmm. You see, many people don't play. One time I went to vote last week, Thursday, me and my two last daughters. And I said, that, so I said, girl, I'm scared now. They said, why, daddy? I said, okay, when the only people don't wear no shade, no fear being there for them. All the same, with the prison guy now, Papa guy now, Miss Christie guy now. You see, I'm like, Brenda Jones said during the show, the people, hey, you're not saving. We make people not afraid of no politician. We ain't scared of no police. We ain't scared of no judge. We ain't scared of nobody. You understand what I'm saying? This country belongs to us. And sometimes, the old people say, hard head, why do we don't make it soup? See, the people in Lecky, over 4 vampires, and whatever, they cause all this problem. When I get my little job, I have my little job, I take care of grassroots people's face. The suppliers be the last people I pay, although I don't know no money. They got to take care of the small man.
Yep.
And the politician, you got to understand these things.
Absolutely.
They was a good person. Let us have all them good people. I know they're real people. For God's sake, the country is right, and let's try and don't. But what I don't like you. All your guys who get them appointed, resign, man. Go. Die in the organization.
Yeah, I mean, you would understand that you received that appointment because of your political affiliation. So I see why you would be reluctant to resign the position.
Yeah, and you want PSS and you're up there, so hey, who run the ministry, please do your job, man. Please do your job, eh? Thanks for one thing, my comment, brother.
All right, bro. Now, what I want to really see is who's going to head the Ministry of Disaster Reconstruction, recovery, whatever it's called, management. I want to know who's going to do that, because we really do have to focus resolutely on Abaco and Grand Bahama and really getting that humming. All right. Now, what I'm hoping, like Chester Cooper said, we got to be efficient. I'm hoping Brave Davis assesses the situation, makes these decisions as swiftly and as considerately as possible. But we can't do the same thing we did during the Christie years, which was to just vacillate and delay and prolong and expect that people are going to be satisfied with that. By the way, the Petty Award for the 2021 general election goes to former Prime Minister Perry Christie. Christie said, he said 2 o'clock, the day of the election after he voted, he went looking for Dr. Minnis. That he found him by the polling station by New Providence Community Center. And he said, I've come to tell you, you've lost the general election. And Brave Davis will be the next prime minister. And I'm here to tell you that if you would like some help writing your concession speech, that I'm prepared to do that. It was, he went and sought him out. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hello, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
All right, man. You heard who going to be attorney general and foreign affairs?
Fred Mitchell for Foreign Affairs, that's what I'm hearing, and Ryan Pinder for Attorney General.
You sure Ryan Pinder gets thick of belief, man? He was...
Well, that's my thing. That's,
and he, once or twice, he was... And he jumped down in the middle of the thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And who is going to be for the police? Depends.
I understand Wayne Monroe is going to be National Security.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
You don't have Keith Bell get anything.
I don't think Keith Bell is going to, certainly I don't think he's going to be in National Security. I don't know if Keith Bell got...
Yeah, and Obi Whitcomb, you're not sure if he got tourism.
I'm almost certain Obi Whitcomb won't be in cabinet, but he can be Minister of Tourism because Chester Cooper is now Minister of Tourism.
True. Oh, yeah, I forget that. Yeah.
He can.
We'll see what's happening then.
Absolutely, we're going to know today at 3, we'll have a better idea. It says, I endorse Michael Pintard for leader of the FNM. Most qualified, okay? I like Michael Pintar, but I don't know that you guys need to pull that trigger that quickly, right? He could maybe be leader of Her Majesty's Loyal Opposition, but someone else be leader of the Free National Movement. I think you guys need to consider very carefully the way forward. It says, didn't JJ say his ears were on the ground? How was he hearing that the FNM would win? Was he hearing earthworms? LOL. It says, the Bahamian people are still waiting for the report from the Public Accounts Committee. It says, we thank God the FNM has lost because they were too arrogant. The FNM did not properly account for the money borrowed. The public is still not clear on what happened to the funds from the dormant accounts. I'm clear on what happened from the funds from the dormant account. Now, if you're saying they hadn't produced, like, the names and a balance sheet of exactly who got paid what from all the money, then that's fair enough. But they had said they used those funds during the – they were forced to use those during the pandemic. It says, I endorse Michael Pint. I read that. Okay. This good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. Plotney.
Hey, what's happening, Sparky?
Hi, yes, Sparky. First of all, his name, we all grew up together in the Valley area. His name is Philip Edward Davis. We went to Eastern Junior together, Eastern Senior together, then he branched off to St. John's. I ended up at V Government High. He got the name Brave later on in life, and it just became a normal nickname like everybody else, just like Sparky became a nickname. So officially, that's his real name. Another thing I would like to really request and hope that our new prime minister take advantage of seeing four prime ministers go before him. He saw their weak points, their strong points. I wish he would take the time now, like I said, to take advantage of that and possibly become one of the greatest prime ministers the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has ever seen, if he uses that right. And remember, the promise this time to the people time, the real people time, not all the friends, families, and lovers, and the elites. It's the time now that the Bahamian people, the people on the south side of the ridge, the less fortunate people, get a piece of the pie. I admonish him to do that. I think also, Mr. McCartney, that Mario Boleg might be, and I think he should be, a Minister of Youth Sports Affairs, being a basketball coach, an athlete himself in the past and so forth, plus knowledge of being a banker, all that type of stuff. Me personally wish that Obi would be on the sideline. Now he's been up and down the Ministry of Tourism so many times and so forth. Give some young person a chance and just stay there and be a backbencher. But you know how the old coach go. They want to be powerful again. I think it's the time to show the people that they want to change. They will see more younger people who went in there first time in the battle but came out victorious. Give them a chance. I wish the PLP party the best of luck. But most of all, I wish the Bahamian people not the best of luck, but most success. Have a great day, and congratulations to people of Cardinals. We did it. Have a good day.
All right, my brother. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Awesome, man. Indeed, it's a new day in the Bahamas. One, do you feel a shift in the atmosphere? Do you feel like something has changed in the Bahamas? You know, when you ride the streets, it feels different. It looks different. You know, it just feels like there's a release. A burden has been released of the band people. I don't know if you feel that, but I found out from Friday last week and everything. And I just wanted to say that and to say congratulations to Minister Philip Brave Davis, the Right Honorable, and, you know, to him that did such an awesome job, you know, in their campaign. They kept it clean. You know, they didn't get dirty. They didn't get in the mud with the pigs and stuff. You know, so I just want to say congratulations to them for taking the country to the next level, because I believe, indeed, that Mr. Philip Brave Davis and his team will take this country to the next level, man. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Like I said, I find Brave Davis's approach just to the media off top refreshing. So I'm glad about that. As far as like some sea change in the country, I don't feel that yet, but we'll see. This says, Juan, please tell these newcomers no banging on the desk. Really sick and tired of that. Well, here's the problem. When you have a large majority is you get overconfident and you get cocky, and that's what happened with the Minnis administration. And they were in their own circle and bubble and telling each other that everything was fine when they should have listened more to the people. All right? This says, Minnis will make history by getting fired 3 times in politics, opposition leader, prime minister, and leader of the FNM. Minnis was right. This term will be for the poor people. Says, if a new member for West, Grandbaum, and Bimini have a problem with the new prime minister, why would you make him the new speaker for parliament? Don't try it. Don't do it. I mean, he don't have to. I'm just saying I could see him doing that. That'd give him something to do. All right. Says, Christie is obviously idle. He needs a life. Christie is retired. He wanted to go tell Minnis the news. While I suspect retired officers may come back to the force, why is Stephen Seymour meeting the new prime minister at the airport? Yeah, I don't know. I could only imagine Brave Davis feels comfortable with Stephen Seymour around. I can't get nervous now that people who are affiliated with the PLP are popping up now that the PLP's won. I don't know that that's logical to think that they wouldn't be around. You're going to have a lot of them around, you know, but hopefully you manage things efficiently. Mr. McCartney, PM Davis should ask former PMs Christie and Ingram to assist him with the raising of funds and the rebuilding of Grand Bahama, Ragged Island, and Abaco. I think that's a good idea. Says, Juan, your boy Dwayne Sands can be leader of the FNM, and I too like Dwayne Sands, but can't win his seat, man. Sands is a Paul Adderley smart fella, but not a people's person. Well, Sands is just in a difficult position. If you really want him to be a leader, you got to move him to a constituency that the FNM could secure. Great show. I believe Dr. Sands should be leader of the FNM party, and Pintard could stand as leader of opposition. Truly, though, I think the FNM must conduct a deeper search for fresh new leadership. Papa anointed Dr. Sands for now, but another person is out there and better suited, in my opinion. Thanks. Well, I've made no secret that I am a fan of Dwayne Sands. All right? I think he would make a good prime minister. I have no evidence to support that in terms of he hasn't been prime minister before. But I definitely think Dwayne Sands would be able to help the country. And he should be leader of the FNM, but that's not up to me. The Bahamian people are expecting proper accountability and transparency this time. At balance sheet level, the PLPs must do investigations at every ministry and government agencies where necessary. Well, I tell you what, Brave Davis has a unique opportunity to prove people wrong who believed that a Brave Davis administration would be some sort of carbon copy of a Christie administration. So he's got a unique opportunity to prove people wrong. All right? Let's go to the phone lines. What post does Von Miller have? I don't know if he has any. Because Elizabeth's a hard area for an FNM to win. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello.
What's happening, Mugabe?
I'm great. How's it going?
Pretty good. Listen, I thought the former Prime Minister Minnis missed a golden opportunity when Perry Christie and Hubert Ingham offered to help with the Abaco thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it worked, I take in the credit if I'd been it for being a statement and using all the resources
right.
of the country. And if it failed,
you blame them.
I apologize to the country for trying to bring it to yourself to state.
Right.
But they failed me.
And you just blame them, right, exactly.
But it's a win-win.
Yeah, I agree.
And on the topic of people residing, there's a bad from Warren Sewage who called the now Prime Minister a bad, bad name.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that report?
Yeah, man. I would imagine that Adrian Gibson would have resigned his position by
now. No, not Adrian Gibson.
That was someone else.
Yeah. Call a bad, bad name. I'm going to repeat it. He should go now.
I don't remember. Water and sewage, you say?
Yeah, he called him a black
man.
Oh,
you mean Bennett Minnis. Yeah, he's gone too. He's going to be gone
too. Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you.
That entire board's going to be reconstituted, as will changes occur with the boards of all major statutory bodies. Y'all light-skinned people got to stick together. You and talk. Okay. Sure. That's why I think he'd make a good leader. Because he's light-skinned. I guess that makes sense to a lot of people. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Man, I am great. Hey, how many persons tried in the minutes opposition tried to overthrow? Was it seven?
How many times?
I mean, how many persons were in the red button turning them? Was it seven?
Seven, yes.
Okay, how much females went in the PLP?
Seven.
How many seats did FM in?
Seven.
How much people do you think will try to overthrow Mr. Menace again?
I think it's going to be more than seven.
No, I'm talking about the members of Parliament.
Well, he's got seven, so I don't know that any of them have any deep loyalty to Menace.
Hey, Mr. Bugatti, some of the big hitters in this government, I mean, in the past government, right? The Menace led government. Females beat them, you know.
Yep.
Females. And I want the females in this country to understand something, that there is a place in this country for you, for every last one of you. And the seven females that were selected as members of Parliament, this is the opportunity for you to step forward and to be the stepping stone for the younger females, the older, the middle aged, whoever. I think that the first, and people talk about females can't be leaders. I think that Miss Ginger Moxie, I think that she's going to be the minister in charge of Grand Bahama. And in Miami, hey, I'll be so happy.
I'm hearing she's Grand Bahama too, yeah.
Pardon?
I'm hearing Grand Bahama for Ginger Moxie too.
Yeah, because remember now, Ginger was in charge of the biggest portfolio in Grand Bahama, which is the Port Authority.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
So hey, good lineup. That's an excellent lineup, and I hope to be at 3 o'clock to be on the side of my candidate, Mr. Doctor, Minister Dr. Michael Davil of Health. So you have a good one, Vaughn. And JJ, man up, man. Every day you all call the talk show, you all bash Mr. Davis, bash me, bash Anton, bash Dave. Now you call it like a little cry baby. Be a man. We ain't gonna do you wrong. We all are Bahamians. But be a man. Have a good day, my brother.
Okay, my brother. I'm gonna give you some advice. Women don't like being referred to as females. We got a call? That's fine. Are we doing it, or let's do it? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
Yeah, you know, I don't talk to politics, but I got to throw in my 5 cents, right? So now, you know, I was glad that, yeah, Leewan and you mentioned that they was glad to see the back of Menace, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the new prime minister, I think the FNM slogan, it's a matter of trust, came back to haunt them, because it's kind of ambiguous. Yeah, it really was a matter of trust. We didn't trust them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at Brave. Thanks to Sparky, we are revealing that Brave is the Jolly Giant. So it's a new feeling, you know, for someone like my age. And so his voice is more harmonious. He's well poised. I actually could learn how to speak from him. I think to the haters who saying he couldn't speak, I actually could learn it too from him. It's like to slow down, right?
Mm.
But the thing is, what really bothered me is they keep hating on Wayne Monroe. I don't know Wayne Monroe from a can of peas, but with the Dream Team, the PLP of Albert Sayers, Damon Gomez, Wayne Monroe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any one of them, to me, would have suited the Attorney General's office. I would prefer Wayne or to me, as a matter of fact, any one of them. I can't even pick between them.
Yeah, they're all qualified, yeah.
Yeah, because Albert Sayers, you remember the letter he had written last year on the 23rd of March about the emergency powers or for too much powers for PM in this crisis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would hope he would move in and correct that. And so the call who called and Tom would be in Monroe's against the emergency powers. That was foolishness. He didn't listen to the NAVs. They were against the structure in which it was built. They were not against the emergency powers. So that was pure disinformation. And the thing is, we all right, listen, what's the reason for hating on Mr. Brave Davis, Mr. McCartney?
I can't explain it to you.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm looking forward. I would like for him to be the best and then embarrass the rest. Now, I can't be against Mr. Christie for going to see Mr. Menace, because he deserved just what he got, because he was disillusioned and out of touch and maybe suffering from cognitive dissonance. But the thing is, I wanted to ask the Bahamian people, and I saw some young voters at the polls, right? Can we vote our way to freedom, and how do we enslave ourselves? Have a good day, brother.
All right, my brother. All right. Take care. Says, good day, McCartney. For the record, Mr. Paul Adderley lost his seat once in 1982. He lost Carmichael by 21 votes. He He was elected again in 1987 and 1992. You're right. You're correct. So he says, comparing Dr. Sands to Mr. Adderley is not a fair one. Thus far, Dr. Sands lost election in 2008, 2012, and 2021. I think the Elizabeth by-election was 2010. I'm reasonably certain of that since I covered it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan, and good afternoon, Bahamas.
How's it going?
Yes, sir. I was the first to call you on Friday, and I told you that the FNM should have a new leader, and that new leader should be Mr. Pintard, Grand Bahama.
Why Pintard?
Yeah, Pintard. I was the first to recommend that. Well, I'm glad that they are listening, and hopefully they will see the wisdom in doing that because of his experience being a cabinet minister in two different portfolio within the last 4.5 years, and he's done a remarkable job, notwithstanding that he won his seat basically with the highest turnout there you can possibly think in terms of margin of victory.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I would like to shout out on Cartwright to be his deputy. The young man is well-polished. He has gotten a wealth of knowledge, well-organized, and he was able to hold on to his seat despite a real challenge by Alkidas. So that should be the 1 and 2 combination for the Free National Movement going forward. And I would appreciate if the former Prime Minister would literally step down from that position without having to be thrown out. Let's do the honorable thing and resign. Let the FNM move from strength to strength. They have the ability with young persons at the helm to rekindle themselves and position themselves for another run in 2016.
Okay. Thanks, my brother. We got to go to a break. I see Bahamas Press saying Miles LaRota is going to be the Minister of Immigration and Labor. Miles LaRota, let me say this. I'm all about giving people the benefit of the doubt. I sincerely hope that you approach your communication, if you are going to be minister, on a much, 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 much better level than you did as public disclosure commissioner. I would pray that you do so. Let's go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
At Wendy's, our food is made to make you crave. Crave our all-new Big Bacon Cheddar Burger. This melt-in-your-mouth sandwich is what cheesy bacon dreams are made of. It starts with your choice of fresh, never-frozen beef or a chicken patty topped with American cheese, applewood smoked bacon, bacon jam, onion tanglers, and creamy cheddar cheese spread on an all-toasted cheddar bun. Available for a limited time only. Stop in today for that flavor you crave. Wendy's, different inside and out.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Mahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. It says, my mother's 89. She said a female will run this country one day. They don't like it when you say they're females. They prefer women. I'm here to tell you. What Christie did to Minnis was in poor taste. He would not have wanted him to do that to him. It may have been in poor taste, but it was certainly funny. So the FNM should not anoint Pintard. He may very well become the leader, but the party should allow the process to unfold where they go to convention and Mr. Pintard and anyone that chooses campaigns for leadership. Agreed. I don't think. And listen, I understand the FNM's meeting tomorrow and Wednesday. I think it's going to be probably, I'll give it till Thursday before people start trying to kill each other in the FNM. But I'll say this, y'all need to have a convention, right? Have your convention, figure out who the leader should be, take your time with it. You can appoint anyone as leader of Her Majesty's loyal opposition, as long as they're in the House, and someone else could be the leader of the FNM. I don't think you should just fork over control like they did with a Dr. Minnis. Juan, when Christie went looking for Minnis to tell him he lost the election, that was an example of the phrase, revenge is best served cold. Plus, you may have some issues with that, with Pintard, possibly. You may have issues with a lot of people being leader because, you know, the people who were closest to Minnis were the ones in cabinet, and they were rejected. Possibly one of them could continue to, or could become leader and people look at it with fresh eyes in a few years. It's possible. But yeah, FM's gonna have some challenges. We'll see. Let's do a quick phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good day. How you doing, Ron?
Hey, I'm great. How's it going?
One, please, I want to congratulate. I don't know if that's an appropriate way of saying congratulations. Yeah, I want to bring back the new Prime Minister, Brave Davis, and the PLP for their victory and support.
Yeah, congratulations.
I wish them all the success. But I really called to speak to the new parties and the new individuals, but, you know, what bravely came out and put themselves up to try to make a change. If I was them, you wouldn't really expect to win your first time out. It's just like the NBA or NFL. You know, new team coming up and just can win like that. You know what I mean? It's possible, but I didn't see it happening. But what I really want them to do is take this time to start in your constituency, in your community now. Like, don't wait till somebody decide to ring the bell and then say, okay, I can try again or whatever. No, go now. Be a part of the community. Go out there, see what the people need. You know, get to know them. Let them get to know you. You know, if somebody gets shoot, you should be the first one around there. It was a funeral. You know, just be a part of the community. Just and really honestly, be so people could get to know who you are, what you're about, and how to, you know what I mean, how you could best serve them. And that's, you know, that's just my little 5 cents today, man. So, I wish the country the best from this point on.
I think that's great advice. Great advice. Says, good afternoon, Juan. I think the FNM should move forward with new blood and choose Shannon Don Cartwright to be the next leader. He's genuinely a good person and a great representative. Well, listen, and I know Shannon Don, he is a good person. Being a good person, all right, or a good MP, does not automatically qualify you for leadership of your party. All right? You gotta be able to bring a great deal of skills to be an effective leader, to be a good leader. So has he demonstrated that yet on a large scale? I don't know. We'll see how it goes with the party. Says Pintard can't be leader, just something about that Bacon relationship I don't like. Oh, Louis Bacon, yeah. Go to convention, do it properly, ensure that your leader and deputy have safe seats to run in, ensure that Minnis does not appoint the senators also. So the convention needs to happen sooner rather than later. Emergency 3-day convention, then put in stone a convention in 3 years to give you enough time to prepare for next election. Yeah. You could have a 1-day convention. They had it last time. I think it was 1 day. after the FNM lost. Says one, I'm supporting former chairman and senator Darren Cash for FNM leader. Cash could probably be leader. Cash would be a good chairman. Says the number 7 is the number of completeness. Okay. If Minnis resigns as MP, then maybe Dwayne Sands can run in a by-election and then challenge the leadership position. Possibly. How long do you think the new government would take before they ask for the resignation of the Commissioner of Police? I understand his time expired last June. He's probably, Paul Rolls probably served long enough to leave the police force. This is the thing, right? So the Prime Minister should have his choice of Commissioner of Police. All right? They need to have a comfortable relationship with each other. All right. So I think Paul Rowell's a good commissioner, but if Davis goes a different direction, it wouldn't surprise me. What portfolio did Chester Cooper see? Chester Cooper's tourism, aviation, and investment. Wayne Monroe's Minister of National Security. Man, I hope he let go of flogging people. Yeah, that's what. See, you got to be careful now. You're on a different stage, a different platform now. People listening to what you say all over the world. All right? You can't just come up with harebrained stuff like flog the immigrants. All right? You got people, and people don't know that you may be being facetious, which I don't think he was. So you got to be careful with what you say. So I think Pintard can inspire a nation. Yeah, I mean, Pintard's fine to me. I think that you should be careful about running toward just handing over the reins of the party. Do it properly, have a convention. Like, the FNM's been through this before, okay? More than once, lost elections. Be sure that you understand the ability of the person, their tendencies, right, before you place them in that position of power. McCartney, if Dr. Minnis resigns, the PLP will surely win that seat. Mark my words. Maybe. Why not hold convention before an election if a leader cannot retain leadership over his party? What about the whole country? Yeah, they wanted to have convention. So I love Shannon Don. He seems to be a very approachable person. Yeah, he is. He's a great guy. What happened to all the support McAlpine and Shipman got from PLPs and others when they were tearing the government apart? They were being used. Now they're in the political wilderness. Well, again, no one made them ingratiate themselves. Or what they should have done was ingratiate themselves with the PLP if they wanted to get a seat. You know, the PLP didn't force them to bash the government. And in politics, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Wasn't Pintard the one who met with Tuggy and Bobo? Yep. Yeah, that happened. I forget about that. Says, what post does Von Miller have? I don't know if he has any post. Says, the clip circulating correct? I don't know what clip you're referring to. It says, there's a lot of these I'm trying to sort through. Let's hope the One Bahamas theme translate into utilizing talented Bahamians who are not PLPs. I agree. It says Kyle Culmer has to go as chairman of the FNM. Yep. They should also replace him. It says fire Kyle Culmer as chairman. Yep, I'm with you. It says one, I'm so happy that the FNM lost for being so arrogant and pompous, and also I'm happy that Dwayne Sands lost his seat. Otherwise, the FNM fans would have said that Dwayne needs to be leader. Dwayne Sands is worse than Minnis, more arrogant and pompous than Minnis. He'll not be a great leader. Well, I respect your opinion, but I disagree. Didn't Brave represent convicted drug lord 90? Yet he's PM. Yeah, he was his attorney. I don't know why I keep throwing that out there, like he dealt the drugs or something like this. He just represented the guy. It's perfectly legitimate what he did. You may say you don't like that you had a criminal defense attorney to be a prime minister, but tell Anton we had to listen to his ridiculousness for the last 4.5 years bashing the Lars party. He wasn't accepting of anything the former PM minister did. We will be just as critical as he was. Yep, you can't expect to not. Says, hi, Juan. Has the voter turnout changed from 38%? If so, what is the new percentage and why? Thanks for the information. Great show. Voter turnout 65%. It's not 38. Whoever put that out there was premature, all right, because all the votes weren't counted. It says, good afternoon, Juan. The government should just go ahead and make the tough decisions that need to be made. Sell water and sewage to the company that provided water to several family islands. Privatize that nest. Offer Grand Lucaya and Descarcas. Find a buyer for Bahamas Air. Introduce a sin tax on tobacco and alcohol. There's already one. Fixed election dates. 2 terms for PM. Appointment of an ombudsman will help them in being reelected in 2026. Yeah, if they move quickly, they can. I want, I'm a Bahamian who would support any that makes sense. I didn't vote for the PLP, but I pray that Brave proves the majority wrong, including me, and be a blessing to all. Yep, we're praying that he does well. Okay? We're going to have a hopeful spirit about it. If he does not, then we will be the first to call him out. All right? We got to go. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. Godspeed Life. We'll talk some more then. We'll know who's in cabinet. Well, some of who's in cabinet. All right? You guys have a great day out there. Take care and be safe, Bahamas.